The Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer, known as LADEE, is NASA's new robotic mission. It's the size of a small car, and it'll collect data for 100 days as it orbits our moon. Scientists want to learn more about the moon's thin atmosphere, because they think it could be common in our solar system. The knowledge could help them better understand asteroids and other planets. LADEE also will collect data about lunar dust, like its electric charge, density, and mass. The moon's dust is rough, not powdery like terrestrial dust, says LADEE project manager Butler Hine.
It works its way in equipment. So one of the questions about dust on the moon is an engineering question. How do you design things so that they can survive the dust environment?
And there's another question. Astronauts who landed on the moon in the 1960s reported seeing a pre-sunrise glow, and NASA wants to know if electrically charged lunar dust was responsible for it. It's been decades since a manned mission, so the timing is right, says LADEE program scientist Sarah Noble.
There's actually a number of countries, a number of private companies that are planning landings to the moon in the upcoming years. So now is a really good time to go and take a look at it while it's still in its sort of pristine, natural state.
NASA is urging amateur astronomers worldwide to watch for lunar impacts during the LADEE mission.
There are impacts hitting the moon all the time, and we want to know what impact those impacts are having on the atmosphere and dust environment.
Astronomers with iPhones can download a free application to share their observations with the space agency. NASA's Noble says something the size of LADEE hits the moon about once a month, and LADEE will do just that with a controlled crash at the end of its mission. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.